Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you're all doing well. I'm doing pretty good. I'm staying coronavirus free, and I'm isolating. I touched a little bit about the coronavirus, I think I'm going to bring a little bit more of information into the light here. Viruses and pathogens, they mutate, and viruses, they can really mess with our RNA and DNA. And what they do is they basically replace important molecules that help our body regenerate and rebuild. And so our little white cells, in our immune system, get alarmed to go to defeat a virus. But if we're not strong enough, like that's why immunosuppressed people or immune compromised people are at risk, because they don't have enough white blood cells to go and fight off this infection and this infecting virus, right? So at the same time, this virus is dangerous. We all know that. At the same time, why we're all self-isolating, to really explain it and put it into good words in a bigger picture, it's more or less, because this is another type of SARS virus. Like I explained, SARS stands for severe acute respiratory syndrome. It makes people cough, have a fever, I think even kind of a runny nose. It's sort of like a flu-like symptom, but it really attacks the respiratory syndrome and eventually leads to respiratory failure. And so what's important to note is that you don't want to be a carrier of this virus. Either way, we don't want to have it. We don't have a vaccine for it yet, right? And at the same time, because of that, there's no vaccine. The virus can mutate and get even worse, right? This is why it's so deadly, is because the unknown of this virus is out there, right? Until a vaccine can get mass produced, it's good to be in quarantine, because we're not going to be able to mass produce a virus that is vax. We can't mass produce an antivirus, like a vaccine, right? So it's good that we can try to keep it at bay, even though I think it's scary right now, because things aren't happening fast enough. Even Joe Biden was saying, things aren't happening quick enough. And they're not. Is Trump's team good? I don't know. Did anyone act fast enough? No. This virus was back in January. COVID-19 stands for 2019. That's when the 19 stands for, 2019. It came out in 2019. So that's even December, and then it just spread, and they didn't have a vaccine. They didn't contain this virus until, eventually China, in Wuhan, China, where they had a food market. People were speculating it came from bats, or it came from it could be like a swine flu, like chicken and pigs, right? Obviously swine. And so it could have cross mutated with another type of like pathogen, and then it mutated into a stronger virus. And so, I'm really against eating animals. I'm against the sanitary practice. When you look at things, they probably do not sanitize the food they eat in China. In China, they eat dogs. Dog meat, something like, oh man, it's crazy. They really do eat dogs in China. But at the same time, I'm not trying to be racist. If anyone who has a billion people, you're going to look for anything as food. Anything that moves is food, right? Even though, you know, we can get healthier food by not eating animals, you know, we can get healthier food by drinking healthy, clean water, taking in vitamins and minerals, getting the sunlight, getting the vegetables we need. You know, I think that's really powerful. And, you know, and even herbs, like even Chinese medicine is really herb powerful. If you want to know what are some antiviruses, essential oils are antivirus, right? Essential oils come from plants, you know, tea tree oil, oregano oil, you know, lemon, cinnamon. There's a lot of oils that you should go check out. These essential oils help beat viruses. You know, keep your immune system strong right now. You know, take your zinc, your vitamin C. You know, when your immune system's down, that's when diseases happen. Diabetes is an immune system disease where your immune system can't regenerate, so it gets infiltrated by organisms. Right, and we have a lot of microorganisms. You know, we're a walking ticking time bomb. Eventually, you know, so you want to eat right and treat yourself right at the same time. You know, take the precautions to develop a stronger immunity to potential viruses is never a bad thing. Right, immune systems are important. So, anyways, keep your heads up, keep yourselves strong. Read on the virus. There is information that teaches you about this virus. How do we reduce the spread? You know, do what you can. Do everything right now you can, because I'm telling you, if you're not prepared and you're not going to go on EI, or if you're not going to get some type of government funding, if you got laid off, a lot of people are getting laid off. This situation is going to go two ways. It's either going to get worse really fast or it's going to get worse really slow. I don't think, you know, I think, sure, self-quarantining for 14 days, that could be okay. But you know what? This seems a lot longer. This seems like it's going to be a process where, you know, it's spread to a lot of places in Canada. And, you know, it's not easily contained. So, you know, this could be a virus where it's around for years and, you know, and just keep infecting people. So the first SARS, you know, the first SARS happened in 2003. Then we had MERS and similar type of like virus. But the first SARS was around for a year. And then cases diminished for another year. So I think the first SARS we put at bay, right? We basically put a stop to it. I think we can put a stop to this, but it's going to have to be the government. Look, we can't, you know what I mean? The government's got to do something. Send out emails to the government. Email your government. Email your mayor. Email anyone you know. Like, take action. Trust me, no one's going to hate when we can all be a pandemic free. A pandemic is, yeah, it's basically a widespread virus that's going around that could, you know, kill people. And it's deadly, obviously. Look at Italy and Wuhan, China, you know. And at the same time, it's a virus that could potentially just, everyone will be infected. You know, we don't want to infect everyone. And at the same time, it's like, well, you know, we don't want kids and we don't want elderly getting it. At the same time, it's a tough situation to be in. You know, we're not entirely up for preparation of a virus of this magnitude, right? The magnitude of this virus is just overwhelmingly growing to where it's continuing.